Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. We're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission is working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer and is proud to support rural youth through the annual Oklahoma 4-H FFA Junior Wheat Show. The 2016 winners included Dylan Cheney of Medford FFA, who had the overall grand champion with his double stop CL Plus entry, while Aubrey Geisler of Lomega 4-H in Kingfisher County had the top 4-H entry, also with the OSU developed variety double stop CL Plus. A total of $16,000 in scholarship money given to 4-H and FFA members as they learned about production of wheat, as well as its milling and baking characteristics.
It's a great opportunity for students to really see what goes on in the world of wheat production from the field into the marketing situation.
Executive Director Mike Schulte. To learn more about the Oklahoma Wheat Commission and the programs they're involved with, go to okwheat.org. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Cattle futures today were higher. We were $2.30 higher on January feeder cattle. They touched and last trade at $130 a hundredweight, $1.30 a pound, up $2.30 in January. That's the highest level that the January feeders have seen in quite some time, going all the way back to the end of August and 1st of September. So some really good action there at the 130 even level. March did not make new highs but got close. They were up $1.65 at $126.40. It's really good to see that the cash market is kind of leading the way here with the index above the current price. The index yesterday was up 60 at 130.53. So the cash market leading the way is providing some pretty good fundamental support here for the feeder cattle futures. Live cattle in December up $1.65 at 112.37. The cash market has remained quite strong and level here. Boxed beef has remained strong. And that's pretty good indicators that the consumer, the end buyer, is really not stopping buying it. They're pretty much inelastic to the price of beef. As the price goes up, demand hadn't really gone down. If there's anything to really learn over what's going on over the last couple of years, that with beef prices changing as much as they have, beef demand has really stayed pretty constant.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain markets were higher today, led by the soybeans. Had a 200,000+ metric tons sale of soybeans. March is up 7.5, 10.46¾. Corn was up a penny. March corn, 3.57½, and then wheat was 1-2 cents higher here. Really good, strong movement there. Outside markets today, the U.S. dollar was slightly lower. You know, it's been rallying, and ideas that the export market might tail off. Of course, the beans continue to be strong, but it was slightly lower. And then the earlier this week, we had the interest rate adjustment, and that's had bonds selling off. So really, people are thinking that long-term, the commodity markets might edge lower just because of the higher interest rates. Of course, that's such a long-term play, it's hard to tell. But here off the bat, it hasn't had any impact whatsoever. Cotton futures today down hard. March down 70 at 70.97. Dow Jones could not hit 20,000 this week. We got within about 50 points on the December Dow. Currently, it's just below 19,900 at 19,893, up 30. So if it hits that 20,000, there'll be a lot of excitement. You know, there was a lot of talk around 19,000. We've blown right through that by another 900 points and like I said, knocking on the door 20,000. So overall, really strong markets here across the board.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.